FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The South African Chamber of Commerce in the USA says it has handed over the details of more than 67,000 new refuge-seeking South Africans to the US Embassy in Pretoria. The Chamber's President, Neil Diamond, says they will now focus on promoting US-South Africa business relations. In January, US President Donald Trump signed an executive order offering refuge status to Afrikaners. He claimed that the South African government was confiscating their land and discriminating against them. The government has dismissed the allegations as misinformation. Meanwhile, an economist has warned that the escalation of tensions between South Africa and the US following the expulsion of South Africa's ambassador will further create nervousness amongst business at both ends. Ibrahim Rasool was declared unwelcome by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on social media after Rasool made comments about Donald Trump. Lizette Giselle DeShepa believes that catfighting between the countries will create uncertainty for investors.
There's already been quite a bit of jitters. This is just a further step in that. So I think it's starting to hurt confidence of South African businesses that may be wondering whether the government is handling this the way they should. It might impact American businesses that want to do business in South Africa, want to invest in South Africa, or even tourists that want to visit South Africa and they start wondering what we are doing here. So it's just adding to the sort of souring of relationship that we've seen between the US and South Africa.
eThekwini Mayor Cyril Xaba has welcomed the declaration of the state of disaster in the province by the national government. He says since 2019, the city has only received 1.7 billion of the 3.1 billion rand it had applied for in disaster funds. He says the city had to fund the shortfall of 1.3 billion rand. Xaba says this is due to other financial constraints caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and the July unrest, which coincided with the flood disasters. Xaba was speaking at an ExCo meeting in Durban today.
Although an opportunity to apply for grant funding was made available, only 8.5 million has been received for damages caused by the inclement weather conditions of June 2024. It is important to indicate that these budget shortfalls fund disaster or disasters caused by catastrophic weather events results in the city being unable to meet its service delivery obligation. Each time we are hit by disasters, we must reprioritize our budget, which leads to service delivery backlogs in areas.
And the site of Hong Kong's high-rise buildings encased in bamboo scaffolding may soon become a rarity after officials announced plans to replace the ancient technique with metal. Hong Kong is one of the world's last remaining cities to use bamboo frames for modern construction and building repair, a practice which dates back centuries in China and other parts of Asia. The country's Development Bureau says it adopted the metal scaffolds in public building works to improve safety. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 28 tomorrow, Richards Bay 29.